Hello again, Nightmare Society. A big thanks goes to our producers for this week's episode. Danielle, Ginger, Mike to the D, Cat OJ, Devin, Savannah, Pixel Donut, Janelle, Michelle, Diane, Joy, Josh, Shorty, Lauren, Rebecca, Araceli, Kaylani Hawaii, Obese J, KDP, Rory, and Kaylee. I also wanted to say hello to Kendra, who's our newest member of the Secret Handshake tier. Hey Kendra. If you're interested in joining the official Nightmare Society campfire online, you can find us on patreon.com/nightmaresociety. It's a way you can show support for the podcast, or if you're just interested in bonus episodes, early access, and other creepy things I come across, that is where all of that is housed. Also, a big thanks goes to ProtoJ6950, user ThrowRHisAway, and user PMMePleasePlease for sharing their stories with us tonight. Don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram at Nightmare Society Radio. Lately on Fridays, we've been doing a fun poll where we ask people would you rather questions. It's been pretty fun, so check that out. Now, get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of The Nightmare Society. I'll start with, I never believed in the paranormal. I was a skeptic, and I'm the kind to find an explanation always. It was a warm night, which is pretty normal in Texas. We had just moved in with my wife's dad to get some relief from bills while we saved up for our own house. I hate the humidity, but on this night it got strangely cool in our room. My wife and I and son all sleep in the same room. Countless nights my wife and I would talk about how we felt something was staring at us while we slept. The bedroom door would even creak closed sometimes, but we would just think logically, oh, it's the house, it's unlevel. On this cool summer night, we woke up to my son's cries. He's quite young, but luckily we never had problems putting him to sleep. I went to use the restroom while my wife tended the baby. As I come back, my wife was standing beside the crib, letting me get into bed. It's pretty usual when she does this. Only when I got into bed, she was already laying in the bed. I instantly looked up at my bedside because I know someone was just standing there. I couldn't sleep right the rest of the night. The next day, I was off from work and my wife wasn't, so it was just me and my boy. I was doing something in the kitchen, probably cooking for us or something. And I see him in my peripheral. I tell my son,
hey, get away from the fireplace, please.
We never wanted him near there because we were afraid he would trip on the stone and get hurt. He does not respond. So I walk over only to find that he was still in his playroom. What did I see? I have good vision, never needed glasses or anything like that. Maybe I was still shook up from what happened the night before. I'm not easily scared, but this encounter had me sleep with my boy's nightlight on for about 3 nights. Because if I didn't, I would see the image of someone, or something, standing in the doorway, peeking in at me. When I was a child, I used to see lights. I lived out in the country on a farm in Washington State, out near Beacon Rock. I remember one night looking out at the pasture from the front porch. I thought I was looking at the full moon, but it kept getting bigger and was moving left to right over the tree line. I turned around to go get my brother, and when we came back, it was gone. He thought I was messing with him and punched me in the arm. That next week, I went out to camp in the woods. We lived on a few hundred acres and we're surrounded by woods. I would just walk around for about an hour or so with my Walker Coonhound and my Australian Shepherd until we found a decent spot. I had a 22 long rifle with me usually, or a 20 gauge. We had settled on a beautiful clearing by a small creek and set up camp. I remember it started to get dark and we started a fire. The dogs started acting strange and getting really loud. My Walker starts baying loudly. Next thing I know, I'm in my tent and it's super early morning. The tent is halfway open. The birds haven't even started up yet. The fire is completely out, and my Walker is gone. My Australian Shepherd is outside of my tent whining. I had this really, really bad feeling, and I knew something was not right. I got up and threw up next to the tent. I still had all my clothes on, but my boots were on the wrong feet. I took them off to correct it and noticed my socks were wet. I became terrified. This was a new feeling in the woods for me. I was about 11 years old and had been in the woods most of my life. I had never had a feeling like this before. I grabbed my 22 and took off, leaving the tent and everything else I had brought. I sprinted home through the woods and was absolutely relieved when I broke through to the pasture. That dog and I never stopped running. When I got home, my mom was waiting for me and snatched me up. She was crying and said my dad and brothers were out looking for me. She told me Buddy, my Walker, had come home around 11 p.m. that night and was baying. That dog never left my side since I got him as a pup, so they knew something was not right. She went out to our old red Suburban and started laying on the horn to signal my dad I had made it home. Cell phones wouldn't become a thing for another 7 to 8 years. I told her what had happened and she kind of shook it off. Nobody really thought anything about it. A few days later, I had just gotten out of the shower. I had this weird habit of chewing my toenails. I wouldn't embarrass myself publicly like this if it wasn't important to the story. So I was going to town on my right foot and noticed two little punctures on my right ankle. It looked almost like a snake bite. It was small and red. I instantly thought about that night in the woods and the missing time. Something else was strange. It matched an identical set on my left foot. Same location. They had shown up when I was 5 or 6. My mom had found me outside by the mailbox sleepwalking one night around 10 p.m. No one is sure how I snuck out of the house. I'll attach pictures for those interested. This is my story, believe it or not. You can find the photo on Instagram at Nightmare Society Radio. Also, we're doing a giveaway for reaching 250,000 in downloads last week. So, if you're interested in entering, go over to at Nightmare Society Radio on Instagram and find out what that's all about. It's been about 7 years since this event occurred to me, and while it brings absolutely no problems to my life, PTSD, anxiety, etc., it's still an experience that has always lingered in my mind. The experience always comes back to me at least once or twice a week. Anyways, it's your choice whether or not to choose to believe this. I'm stressed about sharing this because I don't want to look like some sort of delusional person or some tool trying to get some karma, which is one of two reasons I'm posting this on a throwaway. The other reason being, once again, I don't want people to think I'm crazy. So, I was 12 years old, on summer vacation. I've lived in a central Pennsylvania college town for 6 years at this point. It was your typical, nice, suburban neighborhood. I've never had an issue with dreaming, lucid dreams, sleep paralysis, etc. And I still don't. I've tried to convince myself multiple times over that I somehow had a night terror. But the more I reflect on the events, the harder it has become to convince myself that it was just a dream. I remember waking up around 2:40 a.m. It started with nothing out of the ordinary, but once I gained some of my senses from waking up, I felt a pit in my stomach. I was fully awake and conscious, but for some reason I simply could not move. I could only whisper as well, a parallel to as if I was having a nightmare. I've always had a level of control in my dreams, a level of awareness just by putting things together. I knew for a fact I was awake. Everything was there. I'm trying to grasp what's going on when an extremely tall, slender figure walked into my room. To this day, I'll never forget what this creature looked like. It could best be compared to a Kaminoan from Star Wars, based on appearance. Surprisingly similar, to be frank. It was tall, white, and extremely slender, and it seemed like it had no bones. It had long fingers and black eyes with yellow pupils. I looked it in the eyes and had this feeling of awe, marvel, and terror that I still can't re-experience or describe to this day. It emitted a bright white glow that lit up my room like a nightlight. This is when my memory gets slightly more hazy. But similar to user AlHazred01, there are mental pictures that I have never forgotten. The creature whispered,
"Come, now."
With persistence and a slight hint of a menace in the voice.
Come,
I obliged without question, likely due to a combination of lack of sleep and the fact that I could not comprehend a single aspect of the situation. I remember getting out of my bed and walking downstairs in such a surreal way. I was not floated or carried out. But somehow as I followed the alien downstairs, I made no noise. I had no socks on and had a flight of wooden stairs, but I legitimately made zero noise whatsoever. It felt like I wasn't even touching the stairs. It's so hard to describe because it felt like I was practically deaf, since I couldn't emit any noise. The alien thing was waiting for me in the kitchen. I take another look around to affirm I'm not dreaming. I see my dog at the end of the kitchen, shaking, tail between her legs. She only made small whimpers, but somehow did not bark or growl. By this point, I'm sweating profusely. I can feel my body, and I've run out of excuses that I was dreaming. I see the alien standing there, almost looking indifferent. Another thing I won't forget is a pure lack of emotion the alien displayed. It could have felt anything at that very moment. I would never be able to guess what it was thinking. Out of nowhere, I decided to tell it a single sentence, the only thing I ever said to it.
I don't want to.
I felt raspy, exhausted, and sick to my stomach because of all the events. It took effort to say something as dumb as that. It walked, if you want to call it that, towards me. No sound being emitted by them either. It grabbed my arm. Its hand felt clammy and burned to the touch. Nothing horrible, but it was sort of like gripping a hot cup of coffee based on how hot it felt. I held back any kind of fight or question, still because of my exhaustion. We get back to my room and the thing picks me up with almost no effort, and half tosses slash places me back onto the bed. It then slammed the door very loudly and practically vanished at the same moment. After the door slammed, only 30 seconds later, my parents barged in. They were asking me what the heck just happened. The look on their faces when they saw me in my state looked like they were shocked. I was drenched in sweat. I noticed my arm and almost burst into tears. You know when a friend slaps you on the back really hard and they leave a handprint? I had it running up my arm and could still feel the burn from the grip of the alien. My dog soon entered the room and she was shaking as well. She whimpers some more and begins licking my face. My whole life, even at a young age, I thought paranormal and aliens were all BS. I have never believed otherwise. My parents listened intently to my story. I was surprised they genuinely believed me. However, they never took it to the authorities, or the news, or even family and friends. It stayed a secret. I guess I understand and almost don't blame them because of the social stigma behind aliens. Both my parents are in respected positions in the community, and I'm sure they would come off as crazy if they made claims like this. I never mentioned this to anyone before. It's only visited me one time after. But for some reason, I didn't feel the same fear or shock I felt in my first encounter. It disappeared in a flash of a second, but it was still, and always will be, unmistakable. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget, if you're interested in bonus content and other creepy stuff, you can check out our online campfire at patreon.com/nightmaresociety. Also, remember to follow me on Instagram @nightmaresocietyradio. And until next time.